reading bug is loose in a volume of Mother Goose. Now he's hiding behind a sneech. Now he's riding with James in the giant peach. The reading bug hops from book to book, and I've been told it's true that if you catch the reading bug, his treasure will belong to you. 2, 3, 4. Catch the reading bug, catch the reading bug, catch the reading bug. Catch the reading bug, catch the reading bug, catch the reading bug. That reading bug is quick. Now he's crawling the walls of spider wick. He's jumping like a flea from Katie Kazoo to Junie B. You never know with that reading bug which book.
Welcome to Library on the Go. We bring stories and adventures to you. I'm Ms. Laura.
And I'm Ms. Barbara.
Of the Cortez Public Library. And Ms. Barbara has a special book for you today.
Since it's time for people to go back to school, I decided that today we would read Joanie B., First Grader at Last, by Barbara Park, illustrated by Denise Brunkus, published by Scholastic, Inc. And I apologize ahead of time. I'm going to read it the way it's written, but some of the grammar isn't exactly perfect because she's a first grader. Thursday. Dear First Grade Journal, yesterday was the first day of school. It is new here. Today my teacher handed out these journals. He is making us write in these dumb things. Only I don't even know what to write. My teacher has muscles and a mustache. His name is Mr. Scary. He made that name up, I believe. I'm not even scared of him. Hardly. From Joanie B., First Grader. I put down my pencil and I look at what I wrote. I did a sigh. I would like to go home now, I said just to myself. Shh, said a girl named May. I'm still trying to do my work. May sits next to me in the back of the room. I do not actually care for that girl. Just then, my teacher stood up at his desk. His mustache smiled real friendly. Okay, boys and girls, you can stop writing now, he said. As I told you earlier, we will be working in our journals quite often this year. In fact, it won't be long until your journal starts feeling like an old friend. I rolled my eyes at the ceiling. What kind of an old friend looks like a dumb notebook, I said. Shh, said May again. You shouldn't talk while the teacher is talking, Junie Jones. I looked at her real annoyed. B, I said. My name is Junie B. I think I've mentioned that to you before, May. I leaned closer to her face. B, 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 I said. After that, I slumped in my seat. And I put my head on my desk. I peeked at the other children who sit near me. Their names are Herb and Lenny and Jose. I do not know them from a hole in the ground. I did another sigh. First grade is not what it's cracked up to be. My room is named Room 1. I was nervous when I came here yesterday. That's how come Daddy had to carry me all the way to the room, 'cause my legs felt like squishy jello. He put me down outside the door. Well, here we are at last, Junie B., he said. First grade, at last. My stomach had flutterflies in it. Also, my arms had prickly goosebumps, and my forehead had drops of sweaty. I'm a wreck, I said. Daddy smiled very nice. There's nothing to worry about, Junie B., I promise, he said. You're going to love first grade. Just think. There's a whole room full of brand new friends just waiting to meet you. He ruffled my hair. Are you ready to go in now? He asked. Are you ready to begin your first grade adventure? I looked at him a real long time. Then I quick spun around and I zoomed down the hall as fast as I could. Daddy zoomed after me. He caught up with me speedy quick and he carried me back to my class. Only this time, he carried me straight into the room. As soon as he put me down again, I hid behind his legs. because that place was a zoo, I tell you. There were people everywhere. There were girls and boys and mothers and daddies and grandmas and grandpas, plus also there were drooly babies in strollers. Then all of a sudden, my whole mouth came open, because good news, I finally saw someone I knew. I jumped up and down and all around. "Daddy, Daddy, it's Lucille," I hollered. "Remember Lucille? Lucille was my bestest friend from kindergarten last year." Lucille was standing at a desk next to the window. I ran to her in a jiffy. Then I hugged and hugged that girl, and I couldn't even stop. "Lucille, Lucille, it's me. It's me. It's your bestest friend from kindergarten, Junie B. Jones." I tried to pick her up. "I'm so glad to see you, friend," I shouted real joyful. Lucille pulled my arms off her. "Stop it, Junie B., stop it," she said. "You're wrinkling my new back-to-school dress. This thing costs a fortune." I stopped hugging her. Lucille smoothed and fluffed herself. I smoothed and fluffed her, too. "There," I said, "good as new." After that, I grabbed Lucille's hand and I started to pull. "Come on, Lucille, let's go find two desks together," I said. "I think we should sit near the door. Want to? Huh? If we sit near the door, we can stare at people who walk down the hall." Lucille yanked her hand away. "No, Junie B., no. I'm going to sit at this desk right here," she said. "I already picked it out with my two new friends, Camille and Chenille," and she pointed at the door. "See them over there?" she said. "I met them before you came. They are saying goodbye to their mother. Aren't they precious?" I looked at Camille and Chenille, and guess what? My eyes popped right out of my head, because wowie, wow, wow, those girls were twins, that's why. I sprang high in the air. "Twins! Twins! They're twins, Lucille! This is our lucky day!" I pulled on her again. "Come on, Lucille, let's go touch them. Hurry, hurry, before a line forms." Lucille did not budge a muscle. "Stop it, Junie B. Quit pulling on me," she said. "Camille and Chenille don't want to be touched. And besides, I am their new best friend, not you." I looked surprised at that girl. "Yes, but I can be their bestest friend along with you, right, Lucille?" I asked. "All I have to do is meet them, right? And then all of us can be bestest friends together." Lucille shook her head. "No, Junie B., I'm sorry, but you and I have already been best friends, remember?" she said. "We were best friends for a whole long year, and so now it's time for Camille and Chenille to get a turn." She did a shrug. "It's only fair of me," she said. "And besides, their names rhyme with my name, and yours doesn't." She wrinkled her nose very cute. "Camille and Chenille and Lucille. See? Isn't that darling?" After that, Lucille gave me a pat. "Don't be sad, okay?" she said. "You and I can still be friends, Junie Bean, just not on a regular basis." After that, she waved her fingers and she said, "Ta-ta," and she skipped to Camille and Chenille. Mother and Daddy kept trying to cheer me up about first grade. Mother says sometimes life has disappointments in it. Daddy says sometimes you have to roll with the punches. I say first grade is a flop. Last year I had two bestest friends. First I had Lucille, plus also I had that Grace. Me and that Grace rode the school bus together every single day. Only too bad for us, because this year Grace got put in a different room than me. And that was not even fair. But hooray, hooray, me and Grace still decide to ride the bus together, because that's what friendship is for, I think. And so last week, both of us sat next to each other, just like we always did. Only what do you know? On Monday morning, Grace got on the bus with a new girl from her class, and those two plopped down in the seat right in front of me. I quick jumped up, and I tapped on Grace's head. "Grace," I said. "Excuse me, Grace. What kind of shenanigans do you call this? Don't you see me sitting here?" Grace waved at me real friendly. "Yes, hi, Junie B," she said. "I'm sorry I can't sit with you today, but I promised Bobby Jean Piper I would sit with her this morning, okay?" I stamped my foot. "No, Grace, not okay. You can't sit with Bobby Jean Piper," I said. "You and I have to sit together every single day, 'cause we sat together every day last year, and this year shall be no different." Just then, Mr. Wu, the bus driver, closed the bus door. He looked in his mirror at me. "Sit down, please, Junie B," he said. Bobby Jean Piper pointed and grinned. "You got yelled at," she said, kind of mean. I made a scary face at that girl. "Grr," I said. "Grr, Bobby Jean Piper." Behind me, I heard a loud laugh. I quickly spun around. And guess what? It was Herb who sits in front of me in room one. "Herb," I said, real surprised. "I didn't even know you rode this bus." Herb kept on laughing. "You said grr," he laughed. "Grr! Ha, that's a good one." I wrinkled my eyebrows at that boy. "Yeah, only here's the problem, Herbert," I said. "Grr is not actually a joking matter. Plus, I wasn't even talking to you." Herb quit laughing. "I know you weren't talking to me," he said. "No one on this bus ever talks to me. That's because last year I went to a different school, so I don't have any bus friends yet." Just then the bus stopped at the next corner. Herb came around the seat and sat next to me. "Maybe just for today I can sit here," he said. "Just until you get your bus friend back, I mean." I tapped on my chin, very thinking. Then all of a sudden I raised my voice real loud. "Why, sure you can sit here, Herbert," I said. "You can sit here forever if you want to, because I used to have a bus friend named Grace, but today I'm dropping her like a hot tomato." Bobby Jean Piper peeked over the seat at me. "You mean potato," she teased. I sprang up again. "Bobby Jean Piper wears a diaper," I hollered. Mr. Wu frowned in the mirror. "Sit down, Joni B," he grouched, and I sat down. Then I did a big breath, and I looked at Herb. "Today is not off to a good start," I said, kind of quiet. Herb nodded. "I hear you," he said. I slumped way down in my seat. "My bestest friends are dropping like flies," I said. Herb nodded. "Join the club," he said. "First grade is a flop," I said. Herb nodded. "Totally," he said. I looked out the window. "Grr," I said. "Grr," said Herb. I smiled to myself. "I think I might like this, Herb. We're going to stop for just a minute and let Miss Laura have a station break."
You're joining Library on the Go. Excuse me. On KSJD, Dryland Community Radio, 90.5 and 91.5 FM. And the song at the start was "Catch the Reading Bug" by Tom Cornwell.
Me and Herb walked to room one from the bus. He waved to Mr. Scary, then I waved too. "I'm not even scared of that teacher, hardly," I say just to myself. We kept on walking to our seats. May was already sitting at her desk. She was organizing her pencil box. Lenny was at his desk too. Only wait till you hear this. I didn't even recognize that guy almost, because Lenny had a thrilling new haircut, that's why. It was pointish and spikish and stiffish and straightish. That hair can puncture you, I think. "Whoa," I said. "Cool," said Herb. "Gel," said Lenny. "Shh," said May. Just then Jose came running down the row. He was rushing real fast because the bell was almost ready to ring. "Hola, everyone," he called out of breath. "Hola, hola." Me and Herb and Lenny looked curiously at him. Jose grinned. "Whoops," he said. "Hola means hello in Spanish. I know two different languages, and sometimes I forget which one I'm speaking. Wow, Jose, I said, you really speak two languages? Cool, said Herb.
Big deal, said May. I know Spanish, too. I can count all the way to three in Spanish. Does anyone want to hear me?
The rest of us looked at each other.
Not really, said Herb.
Not me, said Lenny. Me neither, said Jose.
May didn't pay any attention to us.
Uno, dos, tres, she said real loud.
I leaned nearer to her.
Shh, I said.
Then everyone laughed and laughed, but not May.
Pretty soon the bell rang for school, and Mr. Scarry got our morning started. First he took attendance of the children. Then we said, I pledge allegiance to the flag. Plus also we listened to boring bulletins from the office. Finally, Mr. Scarry walked to the chalkboard, and he printed a list of words.
Boys and girls, he said, this morning I have a fun assignment for you.
He winked at me and pointed to the list.
I want you to read these words to yourself, and then, without talking to your neighbor, choose any word from the list and draw a picture of it in your journal.
May squealed, very thrilled.
Oh, goody, goody, she said. I love this kind of assignment, Mr. Scarry. I'm perfect at not talking to my neighbor.
And after that, she quick took a pencil out of her box and she started to draw. I stared at the words, then I tapped on my chin, and I scratched my head, because I didn't actually get this assignment, that's why. I said. I glanced my eyes at Herb and Lenny and Jose. All of them were drawing, too, and I looked back at the board again. Then I stretched my neck as far as it could go, and I squinted my hardest. But those words had me stumped, I tell you. Finally, I reached out to Herb real secret, and I tapped him on his back.
Psst, Herb, I whispered. Quick question, what word are you drawing?
May did a loud gasp. She jumped up from her seat and pointed at me.
Mr. Scarry, Mr. Scarry, Junie Jones is talking to her neighbor. See her? She's talking to Herbert, and that is against the rules.
I turned my head. Blabber lips, I yelled. Blabber lips, May.
Mr. Scarry looked back at us. His mustache was not smiling. I did a gulp. Then I quick opened my journal and started to draw. We drew and drew in our journals. Mr. Scarry waited until all of us were done. Then he walked around the room and looked at everyone's pictures, and he gave out shiny gold stars. First he gave stars to Camille and Chenille. What great-looking dogs you drew, girls, he said. Look at those floppy ears.
Lucille raised her hand.
Look at mine, teacher, she said. I drew a cat with pointy ears. See? My rich Nana has an expensive cat just like this. Its fur is a foot thick, almost.
Mr. Scarry looked strange at her.
Really, Lucille? A whole foot of fur, he said.
My, my. And he gave her a gold star and moved on. He went to a boy named Roger. Roger was in my same class last year.
Excellent job, Roger, Mr. Scarry said. You drew a man wearing a coat. The word man and coat were both on the board, weren't they?
I did a little frown, because none of these words were actually sounding familiar. And after that, Mr. Scarry walked to Sheldon and Shirley.
Cool bat and ball, Sheldon, he said. And Shirley, you drew a bat and ball too, didn't you?
I put my head on my desk. Something was very wrong here. Finally, Mr. Scarry got to May.
Oh, May, what a special clock you drew. The big hand has five fingers. That's very unusual.
Yes, said May, I created it myself. Plus, clock was the hardest word up there, wasn't it, Mr. Scarry? I am the only one who even knew the word clock, I bet.
Just then, my stomach felt sickish inside. I quickly closed my journal and stuffed it in my desk. Mr. Scarry saw me.
Junie B., he said. Don't you want to show me your drawing? Don't you want a gold star for today?
I shook my head real fast.
Nope. No, thank you. No, I don't, I said. Not today. I really, really don't care for a gold star today. But thank you for asking.
Mr. Scarry kept on standing there.
The end, I said. He did not budge. Please move along, I said. Finally, Mr. Scary bent down next to me. He lowered his voice so no one could hear. I'm sorry, Junie B., but I'd really like to see what you drew, he said. I need to make sure that you understood the assignment. Then, before I knew it, he took my journal out of my desk and he gave it to me to hold. After that, he walked me into the hall and he let me show him my drawing in private. And guess what? He liked it, I think. Oh, wow, look at that, Junie B., he said. You drew a wonderful picture of he kept on looking, a screaming chicken, I said finally. Mr. Scary did a strange face. Yes, right, it's a screaming chicken, I said again. I pointed at the chicken's mouth. You see how it's screaming? Cluck, cluck, cluck. I used capital letters for the clucks. Capitals are for screaming, correct? Well, yes, I suppose so, said Mr. Scary. But the thing is, Junie B., the word cluck wasn't on the board today. I know it, I said. The word on the board was clock, only I didn't read all the letters right, I guess, because I accidentally thought it was cluck. I tapped my chin. What I actually wanted to draw was the button bull, I said, but I really liked the sound of that one. But I didn't know how to get started exactly, so I went ahead with the cluck idea. Mr. Scary looked confused at me. The button bull, he said. I smiled, kind of embarrassed. Yeah, well, I read those words wrong too, I guess. They turned out to be bat and ball. Mr. Scary frowned. He said. What about the other words on the board, Junie B.? Do you remember how you read some of the other ones? How about dog and cat, or coat and goat? I thought back. Then I made my voice real quiet. Dug and cot and coot and ute, I said. Mr. Scary nodded his head. Then he patted my hand very nice. He gave me back my journal, and we walked back into room one. And we're going to end it there for today, and we'll finish our story of Junie B. in first grade next week.
That really takes me back, all that angst in the schoolyard and in the classroom.
Well, it kind of surprised me that she is so anxious about first grade. She's been at that school for a whole year in kindergarten. And so you'd think she would have been at least somewhat used to the school, but she seemed like she was terrified going in.
And Miss Barbara knows the rest of the story. I don't. And I'm gonna say it reminds me of Patricia Polacco's The Junkyard Wonders.
It does. There's a lot of similarities there, and we'll find out the reason for it next week.
Yeah. You have a few more days to turn in your reading logs. The summer reading program will end on August 19th, and we'll still have our story times on Thursday morning at 10:30, and also on Saturdays at the Farmers Market, the Cortez Farmers Market, at 10:30. And also, we'd love to have you listen to another show here on KSJD on Sunday afternoons at 3:30 in the afternoon. And I just want to encourage you to come in and get a library card. Bring your parents in. We have a great library. If you can't find what you need, you can always make a request and we can get it in for you. Ms. Barbara has been volunteering at the library for, five years? 5 years now. I just had my 7th anniversary of being at the library. And as far as I'm concerned, they'll have to take me out on a gurney.
That might be arranged.
Try to keep my health as long as I can. And I always tell Ms. Barbara that she can never retire from her volunteer position.
Well, we'll have to have a discussion about that someday, I think.
I was going to ask you, though, Miss Laura, when is the last day to turn in the reading logs, and when is the drawing for the big prizes?
It will be August 19th.
August 19th.
Yeah.
So you'll do it as soon as it's over with, right?
Yes, yeah. Thanks for mentioning the drawing, because there will be a drawing for 6 big prizes. Whenever you did come in and you got your reading or your book, which you earned by reading 8 hours, you got a ticket to be put into the drawing for the 6 big prizes. So we'll shake those up and we'll pull 6 names and we'll let you know if you won a prize or not. And I think that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I've noticed the kids have been looking at those prizes and almost drooling.
They're hard to pick out, too, because I have some grandchildren, but they're a little bit older. And you kind of know what kids like, but you're hoping that it will be something that's exciting and that they would like to own. And believe me, by the time you get your name drawn, you've earned that prize, too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. It's a reading incentive program, and we would also, we're going to try to start up 1,000 books before kindergarten. And Ms. Barbara has a project that's near and dear to her heart that we're trying to get off the ground. And that's working with the schools on a reading program where we will arrange to have volunteers go into the schools and help children with reading problems, like Junie B.
Yes, and that's very important because if you can't read, you can't do hardly anything. So we want good readers, and they'll enjoy it if they can read well.
Yes, and hopefully the schools will let us bring in high-interest books. And one of our moms and her family gave us Fluffy.
Oh, yes, Fluffy.
Fluffy is a big stuffed dog, and the kids said goodbye to Fluffy because Fluffy's been an important part of their family. Chose a t-shirt to put on Fluffy, and Fluffy's going to help with the reading program. We'd like to use therapy pets, but right now we thought we'd just go in with volunteers. If we do get therapy pets, we'll do that as well. And the library and the city have been very supportive, and the schools have. It's just a matter of just going into the schools. And also, when school is out, we'll probably have kids come into the library.
That would be nice.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have more on that as it unfolds. And now we're going to listen to, excuse me, Catch the Reading Bug.
Bug is loose in a volume of Mother Goose. Now he's hiding behind a sneech. Now he's riding with James in the giant peach. The reading bug hops from book to book, and I've been told it's true that if you catch the reading bug, his treasure will belong to you. 2, 3, 4. Catch the reading bug, catch the reading bug, catch the reading bug. Catch the reading bug, catch the reading bug, catch the reading bug. That reading bug is quick. Now he's crawling the walls of spider wick. He's jumping like a flea. From Katie Kazoo to Junie B. You never know with that reading bug which book to look inside. No one's ever caught him yet, though many a kid has tried and tried. 2, 3, 4, catch the reading bug.
Join us next Sunday on KSJD 90.5 and 91.5 FM, 3:30 on Sunday. Thank you.